right, we ask you to turn your Bibles for just a moment this morning to the book of Revelation, chapter number 19. The last book in the Bible, chapter number 19. May we pray. Father, this morning we thank thee that thou hast loved us and cared for us. We ask you this morning, Lord, that you might remove all sin and iniquity from our lives. And Father, this morning we might look into your word, and Father, you would speak to us today. And this morning, Lord, as we look into your word, we pray that thy servant might receive the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that we might reach out this morning and glorify and lift up thy dear Son. And for all that's said and all that's done here today, may he receive all the honor and glory, for it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Verse number 7 of Revelation 19. And here the Bible says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready." Several years ago, and been a many years ago now, we were going to church, and Desi asked me a question. She said, "What are you going to preach on this morning?" And I said, "I'm going to preach on how a bride gets to a wedding." And Kelly was just small girl then, and she looked up and said, "Well, Daddy, I know how a bride gets to a wedding." And I said, "Well, how's that, honey?" She said, "In a car." Pretty simple answer, isn't it? But we come this morning to Revelation 19, and as it opens up, it has the Hallelujah choir, and the Lord is coming again in power and great glory. But here in our text this morning, we find that here is the marriage of the Lamb. And the Bible says that his wife hath made herself ready this morning. What a day this morning that's going to be. What a wonderful time that's going to be when we find this morning in heaven there is a wedding. And that wedding is between the Lamb of God and his bride. Been a lot of weddings take place in this world today. Been a lot of elaborate weddings take place. I remember in my lifetime, one of the most elaborate, I guess, was when Princess Diana and Prince Charles wed, and all the hoopla and the media attention and all of the things that went into the planning of that wedding this morning. But there's nothing to compare with the wedding that we read about here in Revelation chapter number 19. When the Lamb of God shall be wedded to his bride, the church. But this morning, how does a bride get to this wedding? How do you arrive here this morning? Well, God doesn't really leave us this morning in suspense. If you'll turn with me way over in the very first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis chapter number 24. Here in this chapter we find that God is going to describe for us this wonderful event of how a bride gets to the wedding. Genesis 22, 23, 24, and 25 depict for us the wonderful gospel story of the Lord Jesus Christ. They depict for us a great prophetic outline of history that God has placed here in the very first book of the Bible. Genesis 22, we find that Isaac is sacrificed up on Mount Moriah. In Genesis 23, we find Sarah, the wife of Abraham, dies and is buried. And here in Genesis 24, we're going to see how the bride gets to the wedding. And in 25, shows us the wedding of Abraham to his new bride this morning. And so, how does this bride get to the wedding? Well, it starts with a desire of the father. In verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go into my country, into my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac." The father's desire is for a bride for his son today. That was Abraham's desire for his son Isaac. And this morning the father wants and the father desires a wife for the lamb. You see, God's desire this morning and his plans and his purposes and his provision is to bring a bride to his son. We need to understand this morning that it all begins with the desire of the father. That God's desire and God's wants today and every plan of God, every purpose of God, every provision of God is to bring this bride to his son. Everything begins with God. Until we understand that today, I think that we'll always be a little bit in the dark as to what God is performing in this world. You see, salvation is of the Lord. It's not of me and it's not of you, but salvation is of the Lord. It starts with the Father this morning, and all the way through the Bible, you'll find that God is showing us and teaching us and bringing to our knowledge and our revelation his desire for a bride for his son. The entire Bible this morning is about God's love for his son and God's love for humanity and God's desire for all individuals this morning. W. Graham Scroggie, a great preacher of yesteryear, a great pulpiteer and a great student of the Scripture, wrote a very concise commentary on the entire Bible. He took every book in the Bible and brought out its main points. And he called this commentary the Romance of Redemption. And you know, that's what the Bible really is this morning. It's the romance of redemption. It tells the story of how that God loved us and how that God's desire this morning was to bring us to his son this morning. God desires the salvation of all of humanity today. God desires this morning, and his wants and his wishes are that. Many people think today that God is a God today that only wants a few people to be saved. But the Bible is very clear. The Bible says that God wants all men to be saved, that he's not willing that any should perish. As you look around the world this morning and you can see every individual and understand this, God loves them just as much as he loves you and he loves me. And his desire for that individual would be that they would become a part of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. It all begins with God. It wasn't something that I thought about. It wasn't something that some other man brought into existence, but it was God today who had this desire. It was Abraham who had the desire to bring a wife for his son. But how does he accomplish this? Well, we see the mission of the servant. The Bible talks about how that the eldest servant of his house. And as you study the scripture, you find that this was a man by the name of Eliezer this morning. And so Abraham calls him and he says, I'm old. God has blessed me abundantly. And my desire is that I want to have a bride for my son. I want you to go and find this bride. And the mission of Eliezer this morning was to find a bride for the son. You see, the mission of the servant today is to find a bride for the son. You say, who is the servant? Well, the servant is very quickly this morning the Holy Spirit of God. And that's the mission of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. In John chapter number 16, the Lord Jesus, as he was with his disciples on the night before his crucifixion, and as he begins to explain to them many of the things that's going to take place in the days to come, and they become increasingly sad as he describes for them many of the things that's going to take place and how that he's going to have to leave them. But as he talks to them about that, he said in verse number 6, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. This morning, the Holy Spirit has a mission. And his mission this morning is to bring men to Jesus Christ. That's his mission. That's what God placed him in the world to do. That's his very first mission in our lives today. He will reprove, he will convict the world this morning of sin. Of sin because they believe not on me. You see, this morning we are sinners by birth. We are sinners by choice. And the Holy Spirit of God comes and convicts us of our sin. He convicts us of our standing before God as sinners before a holy God. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. You see, he convicts us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He comes into our lives and he shows us our sin. He shows us this morning the righteousness of God and how that we have fallen so far short of that righteousness. And he shows us the very judgment of God, how the world is under the very judgment of God. We live in a society today that many times want to sweep sin and righteousness and judgment under the rug. And they don't want to talk about all the things that the Bible talks about that the Holy Spirit does. But I want to tell you, when the Holy Spirit comes into a person's life and comes into an unsaved individual's life, he doesn't bring great comfort to them. He doesn't. Now, he comforts the saint, and I'm thankful for that today, and we'll see that in just a moment. But the very first thing he does in the heart and the mind and the life of an unsaved person is he brings conviction. He does not bring comfort. It's hard to comfort when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and showing you your sin and showing you your rottenness, showing you your awfulness and your evilness and your wickedness today. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He shines the light down into your heart and shows you all of that. And he shows you your righteousness. how that it doesn't compare to the righteousness of God. You see, when he comes in and begins to show men their sin, they'll say, well, I'll quit doing this. I'll start doing this. I'm not as bad as so-and-so down the road. I do this and I don't do this. And the Holy Spirit says, fine, that's great, that's wonderful. But it still doesn't elevate you up to here. You're still lost, and you're under the very judgment of God. Most people don't talk about the judgment of God, but I want to tell you, the judgment of God is very real today. And until we get back in America, until we get back in our pulpits and start letting people understand that God's judgment is a very real thing today, it's a very horrifying thing. Because when the Holy Spirit came and convicted me of my sin and showed me my unrighteousness and how that God was righteous and showed me I was under the judgment of God, it's a terrifying thing, folks. It brings a terror into your heart. It brings you to the point this morning that you're willing to find relief. You're hunting for what you need to do. And you see, then he brings in Jesus. Jesus said he'll testify not of himself, but he'll glorify me. You see, that's what the Holy Spirit does. See, the Holy Spirit shows us this morning Jesus. When Eliezer got to the well of water and found Rebecca, he didn't talk about Eliezer. He didn't talk about all the things that he could do for her. He talked about Isaac. I'm sure he told her about his miracle birth and his sacrifice up on Mount Moriah and how that he was resurrected and came back down and how that he was the apple of the Father's eye. Everything that God had belonged to him. And he showed her Isaac. And you see what the Holy Spirit does this morning? He shows us Jesus this morning. He convicts you of your sin and of your unrighteousness and shows you the judgment to come. But thank God, he doesn't end there. Then he says, hey, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus this morning. That's God at his best, isn't it? That's what God desires today, is to save our soul. Well, I'm glad he came to me. I can still remember that day. I can remember that time. I was under heavy conviction. I was scared to death. You know, you really didn't want to live, but you knew you better not die. And you know, and I thought, Lord, what? You know, he just said, you need to get you a pair of red pajamas and at midnight run up and down the street yelling glory to God. I'd have got me a pair of red pajamas and waited to midnight. But you know what he did? He said, turn to Jesus. Come to Jesus. You see, that's what the Holy Spirit does in this world today. He's drawing men to Christ. He's drawing a bride to the bridegroom this morning. John W. Peterson wrote a song and said it took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it was a miracle of his love and grace. Well, I'm glad he tracked me down. I'm glad that the Holy Spirit was on the mission. I'm glad the mission today was to find a bride for a son. I'm glad he came to where I live today. And I can sing, oh, what a Savior this morning. I'm glad today that the mission of the servant was to bring a bride to the son. Then you see the decision of the damsel. Look in verse number 58 with me. Real carefully. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. You read a few verses before this and you'll find that her family wanted her to wait. Wanted her to take some time to think about it. But Eliezer said, no, I've got to go. I've got to head back. I've got to get the bride there on time. And they said, well, we'll inquire of the maiden. We'll talk to the damsel. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. She didn't say, I'm going to wait. She said, no. I'm not waiting. I'll go. You see, many people today want us to wait and want us to delay. Many people today say, hi, I think I'll do it someday. But I want to tell you, many things can happen this morning. A lot of things happen in our lives. Sometimes death comes so suddenly. We're not prepared for it. We don't think about it, but death comes very suddenly many times. Sometimes people's mind is gone. It leaves them. They're no longer there. Sometimes they hear the last invitation. Jesus could come at any moment today. But you see, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Eliezer said, I'm leaving out. If you want to go, you better go now. You better take advantage today. You know, it's amazing as you look around the world. We have, of course, this coming Friday, what they call Black Friday. And there'll be people start camping out, I guess, all day Thursday, maybe Wednesday night, I don't know. And they'll be sitting in lawn chairs in the rain, the cold, the snow, whatever it takes to take advantage of a big sale, to save a few dollars on some product. And they'll do everything they can, and nothing will delay them. Let me tell you, the greatest deal of the century, Jesus paid it all. And people will say, well, I don't have time for that. Let me tell you, you better be careful this morning, because today is the day of salvation. You better take advantage of what God is offering to us this morning. You see, as you study through it, you find here that Rebekah had to make a decision, and she decided for the Lord. That was her responsibility. That's our responsibility today. You see, God desires a bride for His Son. He sent His servant on the mission to woo us and bring us to Christ. But then it becomes our responsibility to say yes to the Lord. That's our responsibility. We can hear it. We can be convicted. But until we are willing in our heart to say, I'll go. I want Jesus as my bridegroom. I want to be a part of the bride. I'll go. That's your responsibility. No matter what anybody else says, no matter what anybody else tries to get you to do, you have to say in your own heart, in your own life, I will go. I want Jesus this morning. And you see the journey home. She left with the servant. The Bible says, and Rebekah arose and her damsels and rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Boy, God has a good plan, doesn't He? Eliezer didn't say, hey, I'm going to write out a few directions here and you head out. And maybe you get there and maybe you won't. Eliezer said, I'm heading out. And she went with the man. I'm glad this morning God doesn't leave us in this world all by ourselves. He doesn't save us and say, all right, get to heaven the best way you can. But thank God this morning the Holy Spirit takes us to Jesus. You know, boy, I'm sure that during the days and the nights that they were on the headed back to see Isaac, there were probably some dark nights, probably some hard times, probably some chilling experiences along the way. But all she had to do was look and say, that man knows the way, and he's going to get me there safely. I'm glad this morning the Holy Spirit, as we go through some dark nights, some hard times, some chilling experiences in this life, but thank God we're going to arrive safely today. Right. We're going to get to where it talked about in Revelation 19 and verse number 7. Well, I'm going to tell you, I think when I get there, I'll have to sing, "Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now." You know, it's going to be worth it all when we see Jesus, isn't it? Hallelujah this morning. Then there's the marriage of the Son. What a wonderful day that's going to be. You see, there's coming a Son's wedding day and a Father's judgment day. If you read in Revelation 19 a little further, you'll find there take place. And this morning, I'm glad that I'm going to be part of the wedding party. Amen. And not part of the judgment party. How a bride gets to a wedding this morning. Thank God I'm going to arrive safely, right on time. Because that's God's part. Amen. I've said I'll go, and he's headed me there. Have you said you'll go this morning? Have you taken advantage of what God has prepared for you? If you haven't, God still invites. God still desires. God still wishes and God still wants. Whatever you need, God has already provided that through Jesus Christ. And he simply says, "Will thou go with this man?" All right, if we'll stand together with me, Brother Rufy and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you to take this very simple and short message, use it in our hearts and lives today. Teach us about Jesus. For it's in his wonderful holy name I pray.